So this first lesson is on the floor. You're going to be in many different orientations, but let's begin by lying down. And if there's anybody here who's doing the entire workshop in a chair, you know, you can, there's lots of different ways you can adapt. If you ever have a question about how to adapt, just shoot me a chat. So as you're lying on the floor here, could you begin to sense, first of all, where is the back of your head touching the floor? Do you feel it more towards the top of your head, more towards the bottom of your skull? Does it feel centered? And then let your attention travel down a little bit to sense the space underneath your neck. How big is it? How comfortable is it? And then travel downward and noticing the shoulders, the shoulder blades, the space between your shoulders, the space between your shoulder blades, I should say. And then let your attention travel to the front of yourself there, right in that same area. So it's the upper ribs, the clavicle. Noticing whether that area has any kind of a movement or sensation as you're breathing. And then let your awareness, attention continue traveling down your spine so you can feel that thoracic area that we saw in the slide, how the spine connects to the floor, and also sensing your ribs that are attaching to your spine there. And noticing the weight there. And then continue traveling down. We're sensing your lumbar area. So the space between the bottom of your ribs and your waist. And that area, again, is very related to your cervical spine area. And we're going to see that relationship in this lesson very much. And then continuing down, noticing where in your pelvis does your spine make contact? Take a moment to sense your breathing. And then go back up to your head for a moment and just sense for yourself if your head actually feels like it's in the center, in between your two shoulders. Sensing the distance of your right ear from your right shoulder and your left ear from your left shoulder. And now roll to your sides and come on up to sitting. And we're going to be in many different positions. If you're terribly uncomfortable sitting with your legs crossed, then you're welcome to do this first section in a chair or sitting on the edge of your couch. It's not going to be for very long, but I want everybody to feel comfortable. So find a way to be comfortable in this seated position. You can just have your hands on your lap. And you're just going to begin a movement of lowering your head as if you wanted to contemplate your navel. So you're just lowering your head and then bringing it back up to your regular place, right? And feeling how that's the weight of your head. Here again, we start to feel the weight of the head as you're going down and you're coming up. And as you're doing that, can you let your attention travel to your ears and the sides of your neck so that as you're going down, noticing whether it feels like you're going straight down, and whether it feels like the two sides of your neck are being pulled differently. Because this gives us information about some of the habitual tensions in the side of the neck. So you're lowering your head and just noticing, is it going straight down or is it kind of pulling a little bit to one side? Do you feel differently on the right side and the left side? Maybe even slow it down a little bit more, kind of going in slow motion. And then as you continue this process of going down, could you turn your attention to that upper chest area that you were noticing as you were lying down and see, is there some way that as you go down, you could actually soften those upper ribs and let yourself curve a little bit more in the upper chest? And then when you come up, just look up a little bit. Don't crane your neck, but let yourself look up a little bit and see if you can feel a pulling in the front of your sternum. So you're kind of lowering your head down a little bit and then looking up a little bit. And as you continue doing that movement, you may begin to notice that there's a little bit more movement happening in the lower ribs as well. So you can let that happen. You can let your ribs start to round, let your shoulders fall forward, and maybe even let your belly sink backwards so that your lumbar spine starts to round. And then when you come up and you feel that sternum moving forward and you looking up, you can feel that your lumbar spine, your back arches a little bit. And then you go back to rounding. And as you round this time, can you sense your pelvis and let your pelvis tilt so that you're really kind of becoming almost small, right? You think of yourself as I want to literally go into myself, almost fetal, and then expanding yourself, pushing your belly forward and looking up a little bit. As you continue this, just pay attention to your breathing. See if you can allow yourself to round on the exhale. And then if you're, as you expand, you have a choice. You can inhale as you expand. You can also exhale as you expand. So be sure that you're not craning forward, tipping forward in your hips. And then let it go and rest on your backs. So when I tip forward from the hips, then the lumbar spine doesn't get a chance to explore that rounding motion. And it can be very challenging, especially if that lumbar spine has been working really hard for a long time. So just from doing that movement itself, just noticing what you feel in terms of that whole relationship from the pelvis all the way up into the head. Taking a moment to sense your breathing. And now you're going to come back up to sitting, but this time you're going to sit in a slightly different way. So those of you who have chosen to sit in a chair, you can still do this in a chair, but let me describe the position and you may choose to stick to the floor. You're going to have your legs long and kind of spread out with your hands leaning behind you. So you're kind of like you're hanging out with your legs apart. They don't have to be super far apart, but comfortably apart. If that's uncomfortable for you because your wrists hurt, you can also lean on your fists. And if it's too much, if you're sitting in a chair, you just kind of come forward in your chair and grab the sides of the back of your chair so that you can do this movement. So everybody find a way to be comfortable. Everybody looks pretty good. And then once again, you're going to do the same movement that you just did, but it's going to feel very different now because you're already kind of a little bit rounded. So let that rounding happen even more. And then as you go to arch your back this time, could you think about pushing your belly outward? So when you lower your head, you round your back as if you wanted to look at your belly. And then When you look up, you push your belly forward so that you're arching your lower back a little bit. Again, keep it easy. Again, checking in on your breath. And you know, what's really interesting here is what's also taking place in your hips. So if you think about how your legs are coming out of your pelvis, you can feel that there's a movement taking place in the hip area. Keep it easy. So you're rounding your back, looking down towards your belly, and then arching your back. And pay attention as you're doing this. Where in your vertebrae do you feel like, okay, nothing's moving? Where do you feel like there's a stiffness or a resistance? You don't have to fix it, but it's just really good to notice that, oh, well, there's a bunch of vertebrae that just don't do anything at all. And that's okay. Again, connecting it to your breath, letting it be pleasurable, easy. And then right from there, let yourselves just lie down. If you have the room, of course. And then just notice as you're lying there, has your back changed its relationship to the floor? Just from doing that movement. What do you feel in the lumbar spine area? Where the back of your head is touching the floor. And now, once again, you're going to come up to sitting. And again, this is an interesting position. It's an unsymmetrical position. And you can choose, again, if you want to do this in a chair, there's a way to do this in a chair. But what you're going to do is you're going to have your left leg long, and your right foot will be standing. So your knee is bent and your right foot is standing. And you just like lean your elbow on your knee as if you were just kind of hanging out. If that is not comfortable for you while you're on the floor, please feel free to come to your chair. And you can just lean one arm on your right knee. Or if you have a rung on your chair, which I happen to have a rung on my chair, you can just kind of hang out on there. So everybody find a way to be like that, where you're hanging out with one elbow on your right elbow on your right knee, and the other hand can do whatever it wants. And so once you're there, could you once again begin doing the same movement? So you're going right down the middle of yourself, but you have one side of you doing one thing and one side of you doing another thing. So we're looking at the hip joints. So you don't have to be so far forward in your leg there. A couple of people are leaning way forward. It's just a relaxed, just your knee, just your elbow just hanging out on your knee. And the other hand can be behind you. It can be supporting you. It can be anywhere you want. And you're just rounding your back and then coming up. So, of course, you're using yourself differently on the two sides of yourself, right? So feel how your abdominal muscles on the right are doing something different than the abdominal muscles on the left. So you're going straight up the middle. And again, as you go downward, you feel your belly pulling in, your back rounding. And then as you go up, push your belly out. It feels counterintuitive in some ways, but you can push your belly out so that you can really allow yourself to extend. Notice the two sides of your back and how the two sides of your back do it differently. And again, what's happening in your hips, in the hip crease area, right where those flexor muscles kind of all come in. And then let it go and rest on your backs. Notice if there feels like there's a difference on one side of the self versus the other side of the self. And then come on back up. And this time, of course, you're going to put your left foot standing, leaning your left elbow onto your left knee. And if you want to lean on your right hand, you can. Finding where that's comfortable for you. And then try that same movement, lowering yourself down and then coming back up. And notice, is it easier on this side than it was on the other side? Or is it more challenging? I found it very interesting whenever I do these symmetrical, asymmetrical movements of recognizing that one side of us has a habitual way of working harder than the other. And so just notice for yourself whether you feel that there's a symmetry to how you're engaging your abdominal muscles or whether the same abdominal muscles work no matter what side you're on. So try not to bring yourself so that your head is going to the right. You want to still go right down the middle of yourself if you can. And what do you feel in the back of your pelvis? And then let the whole thing go and rest on your backs. And now, could you come up to all fours? Those of you who are choosing to just do this in a chair, you would just be placing your hands on your knees. The rest of you coming up to all fours, if you have a problem under your knees, please feel free to put some padding underneath your knees. And so in this configuration, your back is going to have a different kind of freedom, right? Because it's not, you don't have your sit bones against anything. And so, but we're going to do exactly the same kind of movement. Now, if you cannot get down to your hands and knees, another option is to do this in standing with your hands on the chair. And again, you're going to begin to lower your head as if you want to look at your belly and let your lumbar spine come backwards, and then pick up your head and look upwards. As you look upwards, don't drop your lumbar spine and your belly. Instead, think that you're going the other way. So if you're using a chair, you want to put your hands on the seat of the chair, not the back of the chair. So you pull your belly in, and then think that as you're arching your back, that the emphasis is actually more in the thoracic spine going downward and your tailbone is reaching for the wall behind you as your forehead is reaching for the wall in front of you. And as you round, you're thinking about the lumbar spine reaching for the ceiling, your belly coming in, connect it to your breath. Remember to stay with what feels easy and comfortable for you. Don't forget about your inhale and your exhale. When you look up, can you imagine your sternum reaching forward for the front of the room? And then again, let it all go and rest on your backs. And how has that changed your contact with the floor? Notice your breathing and what you're feeling in the front of yourself. And now right from there, keeping your legs long, could you just prop yourself up on your elbows and your forearms? As if you were hanging out at the beach watching the waves. So your legs stay long. And so in this configuration, you're already in a little bit of flexion. So you're not going to emphasize the flexion, but we're going to look at this opportunity of expanding yourself forward. So you let yourself sink down towards the floor, looking down towards your abdomen. This is, in a way, you could say this is a really simple lesson. You're basically just doing the same thing over and over and over again, but you're doing it in so many different ways that you're experiencing different parts of yourself engaging. Notice how your lumbar spine will come a little closer to the floor and then push your belly out. Expand your chest forward. If you spread your legs out a little bit, some of you have your legs really close together. If you spread your legs out a little bit, it'll be a little bit more supportive. And then let it go and let yourself sink back down and rest. And now you're going to come back up to all fours. But this time, instead of being on your hands, you're going to be on your elbows. And this is kind of a crazy move. You're on your elbows, and we're not going to even worry about the extending or the arching. Instead, you're going to do a movement as if you could imagine that you had a magic marker or a pencil sticking out of your forehead or where your forehead meets your hair. And you're going to try to draw a line, an imaginary line on the floor going in the direction of your legs, but without sitting backwards. So in other words, your head starts to go down and your lumbar spine goes up in the air as much as you can so that you can curl your head down. You do not have to be touching the floor with your head because you've got this magic marker sticking out of your head. So you're really rounding your back as much as possible to get that line on the floor in the direction of your waist. And of course, if you're sitting, you're leaning forward just a little bit and then rounding down. So think about how that rib cage and lumbar spine could just go all the way up so you could draw that line all the way up through without sitting back on your heels, pulling in your belly. That's fabulous. And then let it all go and rest on your backs. Or rest any way you want. If you're tired of resting on your back, you can rest any way you want. And just notice, is the position of your head changing? Or your sense of your back? You know, Feldenkrais often said that when everything is in its proper organization, that the impression one has is one of weightlessness, whether it's a feeling of weightlessness in terms of how I move my arm, or whether it's a feeling of weightlessness in terms of how I'm carrying my head, my posture. And what's interesting is that in our daily habitual life, we don't think of our head as heavy. We don't think that we're carrying a load. And yet when we become more organized, there's a perception that I'm lighter on my feet, or that I'm longer and can move easier. And that's because the skeleton is designed to carry the head in a specific way. So once we are able to get a little bit closer to feeling how we can use our anti-gravity muscles to support ourselves, then there'll be a lot less work. And when there's a lot less work, you actually have more energy in other aspects of your life. So now this next sequence is very interesting. Feldenkrais suggested that you do it on your knees. If you cannot be on your knees, you can do this sitting in a chair. So you choose which is best for you. And you're going to be all the way up on your knees. So not sitting back on your knees, those of you who have chosen to be on your knees. So not on your hands and knees, all the way up. And then you're going to place your hands on your waist so that, you know, I mean, your regular way of doing it, your fingers pointing forward. You can have all of your hands, all of your fingers pointing forward. You can do it like we normally do when we're going, well, all right, then. And once you have your hands on your hips, could you begin a movement of bringing your elbows forward as you look down, and then bring your elbows backward as you look up? So you don't ever sit backwards on your heels. And if you're in the chair, it's pretty easy. You've got your feet flat on the floor and your elbows are going forward. You round your back as your head comes down, and then push your belly out and look up as your elbows are coming together. You'll feel your shoulder blades coming together. You'll feel everything coming together in the back. So make sure you're not bending from the hips. We're not trying to bend from the hips. You stay straight up and you're rounding that back as your elbows come forward. And then as you arch your back, so you're kind of flapping your wings. Don't try to bend forward. You're just rounding your back. As soon as you start bending, you're bending from your hips. And again, you can connect that with your breath so that you exhale as you bend. And then you can either inhale or take another breath and exhale. I find it very powerful to exhale as I'm going up, because as you exhale, as you're going up, you're creating all this space in the ribs in the back. And then let it go. If you're kneeling, lie on your backs. If you're sitting, just stay sitting in your chair. So in this next one, you're, again, if you were kneeling, you're going to be kneeling. And if you were sitting, then you can sit. But I'm going to demonstrate for those who are sitting a way to experience what the kneelers are going to experience. So when you come up to kneeling, You're going to put your right foot standing. You're only going to be kneeling on your left knee. If you're sitting in a chair, a way to approximate that same thing is you're kneeling on your left, so you would sit over to the left side of your chair and just let your left leg go a little bit behind you. And again, you want to have the other foot flat on the floor. The right foot standing, the left is kneeling, correct. And then once again, put your hands on your waist, and here we are again in an asymmetrical position doing a symmetrical movement. So as your elbows come forward, you're rounding your back, your head is looking down. Now, if you're kneeling and you start to feel like, okay, I'm about to tip over, please just move your right leg a little out further to the right so you have a wider tripod, right? And so you're rounding your back and you're arching your back just like you did before. But now you're in an asymmetrical position. And use those wings, right? Let those elbows come forward as you come forward, and let your elbows go back as you push that belly forward, and sensing again what's happening in the two sides of your waist and the two sides of your back. And also the two hip creases, right? Because as you arch your back, you're going to feel something different in the front of that left hip crease. What does the hip crease have to do with your head? And then let it go and rest in any way you want. Because you know we're going to be coming back to the other side. So if it's too much to get all the way back down and come back up again, just hang out in any way that feels right for you. And then come on back up. And of course, this time your legs are opposite. So you're standing on your left foot and you're kneeling on your right knee. And you've got your hands on your waist. And of course, the first thing to notice is this side more stable or less stable? And then begin that same movement. It's really amazing. So don't forget, so you're not bowing down to your knee, right? You're rounding your back and bringing your elbows to touch each other in the front. Of course, they won't touch each other in the front, but it's like you're pulling your waist in. And then, once again, let it go and rest. I promise we won't do any more kneeling. And just notice what's happened to the contact of your spine with the floor. What do you feel in the back of your head? Just in lying for a moment, bend your legs, bring your feet so that they're standing on the floor, your knees are up to the ceiling. And interlace your fingers and put them underneath the back of your head. And thinking about all of the things that you were doing when you were in the vertical and rounding your back, could you now, as you kind of fold your elbows up in the direction of the ceiling or hugging your face, however you want to look at it, as you go to lift your head, Could you think about all of those parts? Think about the belly sinking in and going backwards as you lift your head. Think about the ribs softening downward as you lift your head, so that it's almost as if you don't have to use your arms to lift your head, but they're there. So it's not like you're craning your neck or forcing anything, right? And if you're sitting, you can do exactly the same thing, but instead of thinking of your head going forward in the room, you're once again rounding your back, but here you get to use the weight of your elbows to help that back round a little bit more. Good. And then let it go and rest. Take note right now of where your head is in relationship to the two shoulders. The length of your spine. And then roll to your sides and come on up to sitting the way you did in the beginning of the lesson. So we began with the legs crossed for those of you who are comfortable with that. If you want to come to a chair, that's fine too. Or even if you're sitting on the table, you could just sit on the edge of your table, whatever's comfortable for you. And come back to the movement that we did in the beginning of the lesson. So your hands are on your lap and just see what's it like now to lower your head, round your back, allow your belly to sink in, soften the shoulders, and then come on back up. And just notice for yourself as you're doing this, are you able to go more easily right through the center of yourself? What do you feel on the two sides of your neck as you're doing it? How far are you able to push your belly out now? Maybe it's even a little easier to sit in a cross-legged position. Don't try to bend forward towards your knees. You're curling in towards your navel. Towards your navel. Even if it doesn't feel like you can get anywhere, it's more useful than trying to bend towards your knees. And then let that go and come on up to standing. And once you're standing, could you once again put your hands on your waist? And explore that, you know, make sure you don't lock your knees. That's the only thing I was going to say, is just make sure that your legs are relaxed. And so your elbows come forward, you round your back, you look in towards your navel, and then let your elbows come back, arch your back. That feels so great. So the elbows come forward as you lower your head so that you can almost feel your shoulder blades separating on your back. And then letting it come back the other way. So again, don't bow from the waist, because that's just continuing to strain the lumbar spine. Great. And then let that go and just take a walk around and just notice where your head is choosing to be now. And yeah, I see some people already getting curious. So, you know, if you want to, you can go to your wall and back up against your wall and just see, has your relationship with the wall changed in any way? Maybe it has, maybe it hasn't. Maybe you've learned something new about how you contact the wall.